prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The first hour, we're going to be joined by my co-host, Ken O'Neill, and our special guest, returning guest, Michael Mooney, to talk about niacin. It's going to be a really exciting discussion. And then during the second hour, Nate Miyake is going to join us to talk about the truth about carbs and the samurai diet. But let's get started right away. I hear you there, Ken O'Neill. How are you?
Good. First thing is our Japanese lesson. It's Miyake, not Miyake.
Well, maybe he's mine. Maybe he's mine and not yours.
Well, hontoniyo.
You like that, Mike?
About the Shojiki no Shou, too. Ask him what that means.
Yeah. But anyway, a point well taken. Miyake, and I will pronounce it that way, is when I have him on the show.
It's
anyway.
Also Honda. It's not Honda.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The vowels are A-E-U-A-O.
You think they would have sold as many cars if we had to call it Honda?
I don't know, but, man, we sure sound stupid over there.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, welcome back, Michael Mooney. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. This discussion actually was sparked by something you said during the last interview that I picked up on and said, man, I want to do a show about niacin because I have some minor information about niacin from very, very long time ago. So I'm glad you're back on. Thank you.
Well, it sparked us both because niacin is one of those, probably one of many substances that we have a little stereotyped view of, probably normally that if you take it, it'll make you flush, when in fact research is not static. It goes on. And niacin has been found to do a wide assortment of rather amazing things, which is why we have Michael here this morning.
Yeah.
Michael is actually a 47-year high doser of niacin. Take that into consideration.
Okay, now let me tell you something. So the other day I mentioned on a Facebook post that I was going to train in the gym, and I had just taken my pre-workout regimen was 250 milligrams of niacin pre-workout because it really does produce an amazing amount of energy. I feel like I have a lot more cardiovascular. My heart feels stronger when I take a dose of niacin.
You absolutely do. Niacin has a rapid anti-sludging effect. That means that it induces a negative electrical charge on red blood cells, so they repel each other rather than clump together.
Antithrombotic.
And the red blood cells can only go through the capillaries, you know, to get to everywhere in single file through the capillaries. So if you get a clump of them, they're not going to move through. So you want them to be on no sludge. You want single red blood cells. They carry more oxygen. They have more surface area, so they carry more oxygen, and that's what you feel.
Now, when I made this post, Ken, a young lady who cares about me came back and said, "You better be careful. That'll damage your liver." And I said, I didn't want to get into a discussion on Facebook, but I said, you know, doctors regularly prescribe 1,000 milligrams of nicotinic acid to
3,000.
Well, yeah, but I mean 1,000 to 3,000 milligrams of nicotinic acid to stabilize people's HDL LDL levels. So obviously, liver toxicity is not an issue there. So where did this notion that niacin is toxic to the liver come from, Mike?
Well, there was a study by McKinney in 1989. Big long study. I read it. I was like, wow, it looked good. And it said that regular niacin didn't cause liver toxicity, but sustained release, slow niacin, which was then used a lot because it was shown to work better than the five leading anti-cholesterol-lowering drugs in a big study, coronary drug project, back in the 60s and 70s. And so, you know, here we have niacin, doing tremendous things for cardiovascular system and Merck is bringing out their first that, and so they've paid for this study, which was called a hatchet job by one of the world authorities on niacin. And I talked to Dr. William Parsons from Mayo Clinic, and he said that the study said that slow-release niacin at 500 milligrams or more caused liver toxicity. Now, when I talked to Parsons, he says it was a hatchet job paid for by Merck Laboratories to kill the competition when they brought their first statin drug out.
Okay, so really, what we know about methylation and time-release approaches to pharmaceuticals is that they cause hepatic stress across the board. So you take a hormone that is not dangerous to the liver, you methylate it, and you have hepatic stress, and you have changes in blood thrombins. You have all these different changes. So basically what they did is they took something that worked perfectly, and they modified it so that people didn't have to take it three times a day.
Right.
And the modification is what caused the hepatic stress.
Well, but even that's exaggerated, according to Dr. Abraham Hoffer, the original authority on niacin. He said that that was highly exaggerated, and that if he had a patient who he was putting on high-dose niacin and they had compensated liver, he would monitor them, but he rarely saw any real problems, even when he was prescribing high-dose niacin. So he and Parsons both said that it was exaggerated, the potential for liver toxicity.
So what kind of doses do you take, and for how long have you been taking these doses now?
47 years. I started out with 3,000 milligrams a day after reading Hoffer's work when I was 14. I was in the mental hospital for depression, and they gave me a tranquilizer, and they wanted to give me shock treatments, and I knew it was wrong, so I told the psychiatrist what he wanted to hear, so he'd let me out, and I stumbled on Hoffer's work curing schizophrenia. I thought, well, it's not a drug. It's not toxic. I'll try it.
Right.
And it changed my entire life. 3,000 milligrams a day, 14 years old, 115 pounds. I took it at that dose for at least 8 months, blew the top of my head off, you know, changed my depression, improves sensory register, so your senses that are telling your brain what's going on around you work better, improve short-term memory. It does all kinds of things. I live by it. I've been doing, you know, between 300 milligrams and 3,000 a day of quick release and or slow release ever since then, and my liver enzymes always test okay.
I chew the slow release to turn them into fast release. You know, they're kind of coated. I take the 250 milligram one and I chew it up because I like the plain old, give me the real stuff, nicotinic acid. Because the reality is the skin flushing goes away after about 3 or 4 days of regular use.
Yeah, there's a study that showed that people who took 1,000 milligrams three times a day had no flushing after about 3 days because the mast cells were the histamine prostaglandin that causes the flush is manufactured and stored. If you empty it out three times a day so there's not enough of it in the cells, you won't feel a flush, or you might feel a little bit, unless you stop for a day and build up the levels of the chemicals that cause the flush. So, you know, I take it every day. I wake up with 500 milligrams and a cup of filtered coffee, because coffee increases LDL unless you filter it, and some stevia and a little vanilla, and that's my wake up. You know, there's a few other nutrients I take, but, you know, that's pretty much every morning. And then more during the day.
Ken, jump in here. I don't want to derail the whole interview.
Yeah, I want to say something for the benefit of younger listeners, younger than us three, about that study in the late 80s on the eve of the Merck releasing the first statin. At that time, from about 1984, there was a best-selling book that doctors were recommending like crazy about blood lipid control. It stressed things like bran muffins and niacin. It went for time-release niacin because people would complain about the flush. So in those days, that was the standard for treating elevated cholesterol.
Yeah.
So Merck wasn't doing a study just to play science. They were doing it to literally undermine what the standard treatment was at that time.
Right.
And the study, the big coronary drug study, when they retrospectively went back and looked at the people who took, the guys who took niacin that had a heart attack and they took niacin, and they only took niacin for, I think it was 8 years, but they looked at them 15 years later, and even the guys who took the niacin and quit taking it lived 11% longer on average than the other people. So it extended their lifespan.
Well, I want to mention something else, but those of you who are just starting to listen to this show, it's not niacin, it's not all about health and cholesterol. Niacin was planned to be an ingredient in the original Gatorade. I know one of the doctors, he lives here in town, that was in Florida working on the original Gatorade. And niacin was supposed to be an ingredient in there because of some things that it does that increase growth hormone production, by the way, in response to exercise. But the concern was the flushing, and so they had to remove it. So niacin has some benefits in performance, as I found out, by taking it pre-workout, by the way.
Well, there's one other element I want to address here, and Michael probably can go into it in detail, and that is, and I've been through it because I had a heart episode a couple months ago. The standard recommendation today follows that 1989 study, namely take the statins. There is literature about taking statins in combination with niacin, and there appears to be a difficulty there that the two are adversely synergistic and induce problems with muscle. And the remedy, of course, is to back off the statins in favor of the niacin.
That's because of the statin.
Right.
The statins do that by themselves.
Right. That's right. So the remedy is to back off the statins.
Dr. Lewis Heiser was the doctor who worked on Gatorade. He lives here in Louisville now, and he has a wonderful clinic where they indoctrinate kids from socioeconomically challenged neighborhoods and bring them into physical culture. And he's the one who told me the story that, and I tried it, 100 milligrams every 15 minutes while you're training will quadruple your body's production of growth hormone. After about the second or third training session, the flushing goes away. I remember the first time I did it, a friend of mine said, "You're as red as a lobster." I says, "Yeah, I've been taking niacin, you know, every 15 minutes. I'm experimenting with it." But I mean, it's an amazing, it's also an ergogenic. When you take niacin, and I didn't know if it was the sensory, effects of your skin lighting up a little bit and becoming more sensitive, or it really was ergogenic intrinsically. But I know that I can train harder when I take niacin pre-workout.
Well, do you all remember what Dr. Pearson and Sandy Shaw had to say about niacin?
What's that?
In, I think it was 1983, the best-selling book, Life Extension, a scientific handbook by Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw. They extolled its benefits not only for cholesterol maintenance, but for intensifying orgasm.
Well, okay, that's a different kind of performance. Hold on a second. Mike, you were saying something that niacin does what to oxygen?
Well, you know, it increases oxygen carrying capacity of red blood cells, and you get a little rise in blood sugar. So you got a little bit more energy and a lot more oxygen to cells. And oxygen is universal fuel.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, Ken. So taking niacin before coitus improves the effects of orgasm or the sensory perception of orgasm?
Well, their position was that, well, I don't know what their position was. They were a couple. the book's position was that they were once in front of me in line in an airport. I wouldn't want to know what their position was. I mean, they didn't look the part.
I think they had many positions.
It's a histamine releaser. And the claim was that with orgasm, a lot of histamine is released, so this intensifies the histamine release, hence the pleasure.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the placebo-controlled study in psychopharmacology by Leroux in, I think it was 1980-something, that showed as much as 40% improvement in, quote, sensory register. That means your senses telling your brain what's going on. So you're more aware, and everything feels strong. You get more, you know, sensation.
Well, you know, now, okay, so I'm about to do a show because it's becoming widely popular. These men clinic are popping up everywhere that they're prescribing exclusively for men who have erectile dysfunction, testosterone, PDE5 inhibitors, but more importantly, injectable prostaglandin E2 or E1 products, which the pornography industry has held praise for decades, things like Caverject. So in theory, would niacin, because it increases this prostaglandin release, affect erection as well?
Lord, I haven't studied that.
Well, come on, get on that, Mike. Come on, man. Come on. Look, we got to take a break. Can you check it out during the break?
I'm searching right now on my computer.
I think you've got a topic for our next show.
There you go. All right, look, let's do this. When we come back, we're going to talk more about niacin because, really, this is by far one of the most amazing nutraceuticals out there today.
We're
going to
introduce Michael so people don't get the idea that he's a niacin man. He does a lot more than that.
No, we know that. Okay, and we will do that as well. Stay tuned. You're listening to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio here on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio. Ken O'Neill and I are joined by Michael Mooney. You want to talk more about Michael Mooney before we get back into the niacin discussion, Ken?
Yeah, I want to say a few things. He operates his own cutting-edge, personal, free information website, michaelmooney.net, as well as running www.medibolics.com, which is an anchorage for his nonprofit HIV work. Mike is one of the leading people in dealing with HIV treatment, arresting it by means of nutritional therapies, selective steroids, and physical exercise. The results are amazing. I think his co-author of Built to Survive, Nelson, is now, by his own declaration, more than 30 years HIV positive, and looks like he's a few months out from bodybuilding competition. He's in such exceptional shape. So what this does is this completely destroyed the stereotype of HIV, that there's something you can do about it. And for my money, by extension, same thing with most of the diseases we have. So I think of Mike as a kind of an X-Man, a mutant in the form of revealing to us what we're genetically capable of if we take care of our genes. And on that note, he's also director of science for Super Nutrition, a multivitamin manufacturer that has made the first gluten-free, hypoallergenic, no-filter, full anti-aging potency vitamins since 1977. He's been at the leading edge and partly with his late father for decades. So welcome, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a great introduction. And I have your answer, you guys. My journal, Sexual Medicine, in 2011 showed niacin alone, conclusion of the study, niacin alone can improve erectile function in patients suffering from moderate to severe erectile ED and dyslipidemia. And what's funny was for patients not receiving statins, there was a significant improvement in their erectile scores and all that, but for the niacin group. So the statin screwed that up.
Yeah, statin screw everything up. But see, yep, it makes sense because the injectable prostaglandins are what allow men who are unresponsive to phosphodiesterase inhibitors to achieve a spontaneous erection. They have a small insulin syringe. They inject it into the corpus cavernosus. That sounds like something from Harry Potter. Corpus cavernosus. And they have a spontaneous erection. So it stands to reason that niacin would also affect your erection. That's great news.
Yep, it's published and it's a placebo-controlled study, so it's gold standard.
Michael, for people out there like I was for years, confused, would you take a minute or two and clear up the distinction between the two kinds of vitamin B3?
Oh, yeah. Niacinamide is the salt. Niacin, nicotinic acid, is the acid. When you look at their activities, they both will stop you from having lethal pellagra. You know, you can die from niacin deficiency, or B3 deficiency. It causes, you know, the 4Ds, diarrhea, dyslipidemia, death. You know, it causes, you know, you're in trouble.
Dementia.
All of it, yeah. And so, you know, they both will stop that, but niacin is much more biologically active. And really, if you look at nature, you'll see niacin in virtually all the foods, from meat to produce to whatever. And you'll see niacinamide a little bit here and there, but it's not even close to as abundant in nature. You know, if we're looking for a natural diet, niacin's the one that's everywhere. So it does more for cardiovascular system and these things like erections and, you know, those kinds of things. Niacinamide does have its value. There's actually a study with mice that astounded researchers when they cured researchers don't use that word cure. They cured the mouse version of Alzheimer's with high-dose niacin and reversed their memory entirely. Now, can you imagine what this would do for families who are suffering with somebody who's, you know, going into oblivion, Alzheimer's toward death, if they just took the niacin? And so what happened was the mouse study was so exciting that the normally very conservative Alzheimer's Association immediately started a study at UC Irvine with humans that's going on right now. The product that they're using is, the problem with niacinamide is it lasts about 90 minutes in the body. So you have to use a pharmaceutical grade time release. And there's a product called Enduramide that you can get on the internet. I've got a big bottle. I take a little once in a while. I take it before sleep. I'll take, it's three tablets twice a day. That's the dose they're giving this in the study, 1,500 milligrams, slow release twice a day to cover it all day long. And I'll take, two or three of them before sleep because there's a study that shows that it's as calming without the side effects and the rebound and all that stuff as Valium. So it actually helps, produce sort of more peaceful and calm sleep.
Can you get the same effects from nicotinic acid, just plain old niacin?
Well, it's more energizing, so it's not like a bedtime thing.
Okay.
And it has not been studied in Alzheimer's this way. So it could just very well work just as well as niacinamide for Alzheimer's in those high doses. Now, I'm talking about medically therapeutic doses, not the nutritional doses. Supernutrition is putting nutritional doses in the vitamins, and so we're not talking about medical doses of niacin.
Well, define that. What's a medical dose of niacin or niacinamide?
1,000 to 6,000 milligrams a day. Supernutrition products have 100, and the maximum is 300. Those are nutritional doses. They're good for you long term. They'll help produce improve long term healthy, maybe lifespan. But they're not going to do the lower cholesterol, all that kind of stuff, not until you get to at least 375 milligrams that you even start to see an effect on lowering cholesterol. So you got to get, those therapeutic doses. And when we're talking about diseases, we're talking about, high doses, 1,000, 1,500, 3,000 milligrams a day, not the doses that go in multivitamins.
So if I wanted to use, should I be using niacinamide or should I be using nicotinic acid or should I be using both?
Well, for a long time, my father and I ignored niacinamide, but more recently, and a study came out that showed reversal of mitochondrial aging, reversal of aging, basically, with a compound that both niacin and niacinamide turn into in the body. So I've been using niacinamide since I started reading the Alzheimer's data, thinking, I don't have Alzheimer's, but I'll take one or two once in a while, as a preventive, and it's, like I said, it's good for sleep. So, and niacinamide actually has a study, 1,000 milligrams, it was two or three times a day, that greatly improved joint comfort for people with osteoarthritis pain.
Hmm.
So, it has value. It's just not as active for as many things as niacin.
Okay, we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about dosing. So I want to get this out of the way as well up front, and then we can talk more about the pleiotropic effects of this magic molecule, niacin. You're listening to Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. Ken O'Neill and I are talking with Michael Mooney right now about niacin. So, Mike, I'm thinking about allergies, right? Prostaglandins. You said that when you take niacin long enough, it kind of depletes that pool of things that really cause reactions. I found a study, I'm trying to buy it right now, sympatico nasal reflex after intramuscular injection of nicotinic acid in subjects with allergic rhinopathy. I got a feeling that people who suffer from allergies may find benefits from regular niacin consumption. Any evidence of that?
It's interesting. It's an interesting consideration. I have not studied that, so I can't really comment.
Okay. But it's interesting. Okay, so yeah. Let's talk about dosing and timing. For the average person who wants, that doesn't have any issues, isn't trying to use therapeutic doses, what is an adequate amount of niacin and in the nicotinic acid form and the niacinamide form and frequency of use?
Well, you know, we put in our sort of optimum potency formulas 100 milligrams a day. In 6 tablets, which are supposed to be spread out throughout the day. It's a 2-stage release, so nothing releases all at once, and that minimizes the potential for flushing. And we think that's a good nutritional dose. Our sort of premium formula that the Opti Energy Pack, that is like the highest anti-aging potencies that the U.S. national weightlifting team coach has been giving the team since 1992, has 300 milligrams in a daily dose, and that's what I take. And some people get a little flush, but my dad invented a two-stage release. In other words, half the niacin is coated in, has a cellulose coating, so it breaks down about an hour later, and so you don't get it all at once, and so that reduces the potential for flushing. You know, we started the company based on we wanted to get people to slip niacin into the general population.
Right.
Because people would be smarter. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, where other companies won't use niacin because they don't want to answer the question about flushing, we dedicate a certain amount to just answering that question in case it comes up. And some people rarely do flush, but the formulas are created in two-stage fast release to minimize flushing. And like I said, 100 to 300 milligrams a day is a nutritional dose, good for long-term health. There's a study with 425 milligrams, placebo-controlled study in psychopharmacology, the one I mentioned, that showed an improvement in short-term memory and sensory register up to 40% with 425 milligrams. So you kind of think that 300 might do 30%. I don't know.
If I'm taking 500 milligrams a day, 250 pre-workout and 250 post-workout, is that excessive, do you think?
No, your memory's going to be better. The study's clear. You will have better short-term memory and sensory register. And then that's for younger people than about 75. And then there's a preparation called xanthanol nicotinate that is hard to get. I buy it from one of those pharmacies in India that I've tested their products, so I know they're real and they're good. You know, internet pharmacies you have to be careful with.
Right.
But it's called complamina retard, which means retard means slow release. Niacin only lasts, you know, niacinamide, they last not very long, few hours. Higher doses last longer. So you want a pharmaceutical slow release. And the xanthanol nicotinate, that it's buy-pharma.com, buy-pharma.com that I buy it from, and I just put in xanthanol, xanthanol in the search engine, and it takes me to the product, and it's a 3 a day is what they use in the study, and it showed not only short-term and sensory register improvements, but long-term memory increases in older people. I'm 61, and I notice a bigger difference with xanthanol nicotinate than I do with huperzine, bacopa, vimpecetin, ginkgo, any of the other ones. None of them are even close to the sort of, I was with a friend the other day, and he said, whatever you're doing, Mike, keep doing it. You look great. He wasn't just talking about my physical appearance, because I'm live and my mood is better, and I definitely, the long-term memory especially, is sharper with xanthanol nicotinate. So it's, you know, niacin is one thing, works good for young people. Xanthanol, when you start to get a little older, and those doses, xanthanol, they gave 425 total a day as 141.7 milligrams 3 times a day, slow release. So, you know, those are sort of your nutritional doses that improve memory, sensory register, reduce red blood cell clumping so you get better circulation, oxygen delivery, waste product removal from cells. I mean, it's all working better, so you're going to have a better workout, more energy, more mental clarity, better erections.
Age better, you know, right? It has real, real good anti-aging benefits, obviously.
Well, that's the interesting thing. My father hypothesized years and years ago that it was a prenatal anti-aging nutrient. You know, this is in the 70s. And he was always way ahead of his time. So in 2013, a study came out in the journal Cell where they showed that when they raised nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, which is NAD, and niacin converts into it better than niacinamide in the body, when they raised NAD on purpose in mice, they had the mitochondria, the cellular furnaces of the mice, that were old mice reverse to that of young mice, and the researchers said it was as if you took a 60-year-old and turned them into a 20-year-old.
Wow.
So they proved the potential anti-aging effects of niacin as it converts into NAD in the body. And there's actually a supplement that's getting some play right now called nicotinamide riboside, NR, and it converts very directly into NAD in the body, so that's even stronger precursor than taking niacin or niacinamide. So I take NR, Niagen is one of the trade names for it. ChromaDex has the patent on it. And we're seeing it more and more. And it has a very strong anti-aging potential, stronger than niacin's anti-aging potential.
These are all wonderful, sexy metabolites and molecules. But the reality is that if all you want to do is buy that $6 bottle of Sundowners nicotinic acid in 100 milligram tabs, and it's not slow release, it's just bang, it hits you. Personally, I enjoy the flush. I know I'm weird, but I really like it. Okay?
I love it.
Okay. And I'm one of those people who is an extremist, so maybe that's why. But if you just want to buy that cheap stuff and take 300-100 milligram tablets a day, and if you take it with a meal, it blunts the release, so that reduces
the... Slows it down a little bit, yep.
Yeah. But that's adequate, that $6 investment. That'll last you 2 months, probably.
Yeah, yeah. And if you took one 500 milligram of a good slow release, that would do it, too.
Yeah, okay.
With a meal.
Ken, I know I've completely derailed this interview, and I apologize.
No, we're having some
fun.
I know. This is fascinating to me.
We're covering all the stuff we wanted to.
Okay. All right. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a last early commercial break, and then I promise I'm going to turn the reins over to Ken O'Neill. In the meantime, for those of you who want to know more about Ken O'Neill, you just have to go to transevolutionaryfitness.com. You can work directly with him. He does consult, and we'll plug Michael Mooney's websites when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to TEFR here on Superhuman Radio. Yeah, we'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your
purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio here at Superhuman Radio. My co-host Ken O'Neill, we're being joined by Michael Mooney. Mike, go ahead and plug your websites real quick. Oh, sorry. It would help if I open your microphone first. Go ahead. Go ahead. Plug them.
MichaelMooney.net. Mooney's like money with two O's. Is my free information website. That's where I talk about anything I want to talk about, things like the two treatments, and actually one is a cure that we're looking at for Alzheimer's. I have an article, what I would do if I was diagnosed with cancer. Another one, what I would do if I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. That's one. And then there's metabolics, which is the sort of anchorage for the HIV work. You can download for free. We download our book there. It still sells paper copies on Amazon, but you can download it for free on metabolics.com, MEDIBOLICS. And then Super Nutrition USA is the company that my father and I founded first as a nonprofit vitamin research co-op that turned into a for-profit to spread the vitamins to everybody. And now we're in, I don't know, 8,000 stores, and we are spreading high-potency vitamins that are each one of them is the world's best buy. They're all backed by multiple published studies. The potencies we use, everything we make is the highest potency. And we were the first, this gluten-free thing that's been happening last 2 or 3 years. My dad made gluten-free vitamins 37 years ago. So we've always been, scientifically based.
Ahead of the curve, obviously.
Ahead of the curve. Yeah. My dad was an inventor.
Ken O'Neill.
I thought I was on. No, I'm on. Ahead of the curve is the point I wanted to make here, too, about Michael's work. We're talking about niacin today. I really highly recommend that people go to his website, that they sign up for his newsletter, because Michael is very much the leading edge with respect to nutritional-oriented therapies and preventions. You just don't get this kind of information. You don't get it particularly with backup to scientific studies. It's there. It's free. And what more could you ask?
Yeah, sign up for my I have a newsletter with 300 and something family and friends that I every once in a while send out something I discover that is rare or controversial, and I always back it up with published studies and data. I don't say anything that I can't give you real data to support what I'm saying. It's not hocus pocus.
So in the time that we have left today, I'm not sure if there's anything more you want to say about niacin, particularly in relation to memory or cancer. I would like you to tell us a little bit about your late-breaking paradigm-smashing development of HeartSmart, So, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I looked at vitamin K2, which people think of K and they think of K1 and doctors think of that. And it's for clotting. It doesn't, Americans have plenty of it. We don't bleed a lot. That's what happens when you're deficient in K1. K2, though, we're grossly deficient in. And K2, MK7 especially, there are 13 MKs, but MK7 has been shown to be associated with healthy arteries and healthier bones because it is the fuel that's required for the activity of the of a protein that tells calcium, don't go into into soft tissue, don't go into, whatever, stay where it's a calcium balance thing because there's calcium everywhere in the body in tiny amounts, but you want to have it be where it's supposed to be. And then the other, it also activates a protein called osteocalcin that pulls calcium into bone. And if you don't have K2, calcium can do all kind, can go everywhere, anywhere, So I looked at it, and you need to have vitamin A, real retinol, not beta carotene, and vitamin D as a three-legged stool with K2 for healthy calcium balance in the body. So I conceived of this, and I had four new products, and my team listened. They all fell in love with this product. And I thought, well, okay, and we should do a patent pending because nobody else is doing it. Nobody can sort of think of how to talk about it, without getting the FDA involved. And we're definitely not, doing anything like that. We're just talking about calcium balance in the body. And so we've got this product that has been, I've been surprised at how much attention it's been getting. The company that has the patent on arterial health and making that claim, and K2, Netopharma, they make a product called MenaQ7. They patented. Here we are. We're talking about arterial health, arterial flexibility and elasticity, and lower blood pressure, quote, within the normal range. And we can't do it without them. So we call them, and they love us because nobody's done what we've done. Put the vitamin A in there with which moderates the activity. It's a three-legged stool, AD and K2. And so we've got this product, and we're, Netopharma sent Dr. Leon Schurgers, who's a world authority, over 120 studies published on K2 and all kinds of facets related to bone and just overall, calcium balance in the body. And he goes into it. They sent him to talk with us, with their COO, at our Oakland office, and so I got to meet him and ask him the question that no one knows the answer to, that I hypothesized to create the product, the balance. What's the balance of AD and K2 that's optimal? And, I've done it a few times. I hypothesized something, and then somebody proved it true a few years later in some published studies. So we're ahead of everybody in creating this the way that it is, I keep getting, I had somebody who's a self-made multimillionaire say, this could be a billion-dollar product. I want to be involved. The other day, I was, wow, So we're breaking new ground again. And in this case, it's about cardiovascular health and bone health, both of them.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And people can learn more about this product when it's available at the which website?
It's going to be available online at a dozen places. It's going to be in Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, some Whole Foods, iHerbs, all over the Lucky Vitamins, all over the internet. It'll be for sale, I think, January 1st. HeartSmart is simply one HeartSmart, so it's a one a day. It's the other cool thing about it is it's clean as can be. The tablet is clean as can be. It's a little chewable. It tastes so good. I wanted to put on the label, caution, keep out of, keep away from children as they might, it tastes so good, they might eat the whole bottle. So it's, organic, blueberry flavored, and, it's ribose is the sugar. which if you know about ribose, ribose actually lowers blood sugar, and it's required for the production of ATP in the body. And that's how we sweeten it, you know, so it's heart healthy. They give it to people with in high doses with congestive heart failure. You know, we're putting a little dose in just for flavoring, for, you know, sweetness. But, I'm just really excited about making a chewable. You know, people don't want to swallow tablets or capsules. Make a chewable, it tastes good, and they'll do it.
Yeah, that was part of Dr. Sinatra's concoction. It was ribose, magnesium, citrate. He was getting something from Sigma Tau, one of the...
carnitine.
Thank you. Acetyl L-carnitine. And then the other thing was CoQ10 in the ubiquinol form. And those four things. He was saying that he was reversing people from congestive heart failure completely. Great. This has really been a great interview, and I love the niacin discussion. And I think that everybody listening to the show should pick up the gauntlet here and put together your own niacinamide, you know, whatever it is that you think you need at your stage of your life. But you definitely should be considering niacin as a regular cornerstone of your supplements that you take.
And to personalize this a bit, I would appreciate if listeners started flooding us with messages on topics they'd like to have discussed. And the reason I say that is we've got our perspectives, but when you're out there in the trenches facing doctors and diseases and cures, information pops up that we're not necessarily going to be on top of, but becomes a purview for investigation and having people like Michael on.
Absolutely. And you can send that request to onair@superhumanradio.com if you want.
Send it to me, too.
Well, where would they reach you?
They can go find me on Facebook at Ken O'Neill.
And O'Neill is spelled O...
apostrophe N-E-I-L-L.
There you go.
Or they can send email to me through transevolutionaryfitness.com.
Oh, and Alex Leaf, who is our news director, just messaged me and says, I have a niacin post. Niacin for lean bulking. Very interesting research. So look for that at Superhuman
cool.
Radio's Facebook page as well. And in our newsletter. I take that back, in our newsletter. Michael Mooney, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Michael.
It was wonderful.
Take care. And then, of course, Ken O'Neill, for all you do, thank you so much. We will be... Ken, did you hang up already?
No, I'm here.
Okay. Just wanted to thank you. And we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Nate Miyake. Not Miyake, Miyake. The truth about carbs and the samurai diet. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Take care, Ken.
Take care, Carl. Until next week with John Santos.
There you go. We'll talk to you then. All right, so let's take that break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds. sets, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert power block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it. 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Okay, so I'm joined by Nate Miyake. How you doing, Nate?
How's it going, buddy?
Good, good. You've published two very popular books, one recently and one a while ago, that even my news director, Alex Leaf, was all excited about.
Awesome.
When he found out that you were going to be on the show. Let's talk about the most recent book, The Truth About Carbs.
Yeah, sure.
Give me the Reader's Digest version. What can people learn from this book?
Yeah, it's really about how kind of in our industry we've lost the principle of specificity when it comes to diet. We use it well in the training realm, but kind of, you know, applying it to diets and nutrition in our nutrition programs. And it really is all about how kind of our industry has lost that principle of specificity and how we get so confused over carbohydrates. And because of that, what I've seen is just, you know, beginners, you know, trying to follow plans of athletes following plans for beginners and sedentary people, and everyone sort of just confused across the board. So it really was about kind of the science and strategy about customizing your carb intake, you know, to your individual situation and metabolic condition and, you know, activity levels and performance and physique goals. So it really was kind of the summary of just customizing carb intake to your individual
situation. So it's not just enough to just, hey, you know, carbs are the devil, cut them out of your diet.
That's correct. That's kind of the trend in the low carb era, but it really is a little bit more in depth than that. It really is, you know, taking a look at the individual situation and then, you know, basically finding the right intake across the spectrum that matches that situation.
Aren't you worried that you're going to be asking a population of people who don't like to think about anything and want to be told everything, that you're actually going to ask them that they have to think now? Huh?
Yeah, well, we try to address it and just say, listen, hey, if you're a beginner and you're more sedentary, well, we you know, in that chapter, we try to be a little bit more simple and say, hey, here's kind of why you should do this. It's pretty straightforward. And then as we get more into the deeper into the book and the chapters more geared towards kind of advanced athletes and stuff, we get a little bit more scientific. We talk about some of the studies, some of the physiology and, you know, endocrinology principles behind our recommendations. So I tried to write different chapters geared towards different audiences that basically spoke to what would reach them, hopefully.
Are you familiar with Dr. Paul Arciero from State University of New York's research on carbohydrate consumption?
No, I'm not.
His theory is, and basically several good papers that he's done with both obese individuals and non-obese individuals show mm-hmm. that there's a threshold of carbohydrate consumption that spikes insulin. And as long as you stay below that threshold, regardless of the carb source, you stay under that. You have any opinions of that?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. It's not research that I'm aware of, but I'm not aware of everything, obviously. So, yeah, I mean, it totally makes sense, and I can see why then sort of paleo-ish diets that, you know, emphasize protein and have more
complex,
kind of,
leafy green vegetables provide
right.
very little insulin spike because you'd have to eat a truckload of them to reach that threshold. So there's an intrinsic value of the low glycemic index, but also the extrinsic value that you just can't consume enough of them to trigger anything.
Right. And so that's where I think, for a beginner demographic who doesn't know much about nutrition, that's where I think the value of sort of paleo-ish or just that model really simplifies it for people, and it auto-regulates a bunch of complex processes that those people don't know or care about. So
yeah, they just want to know what to do.
Yeah, and it really is like kind of they get caught up in following you know online stuff where it's so confusing for them, and there's just so much science and so much pseudoscience, and so that's where I really like using that template. You know, if I go into say a corporate wellness program, and we've used that template, and just hey, follow that approach and just walk a little bit more, and collectively people lose thousands of pounds and improve biomarkers of health because it simplifies. It gives them simple, practical strategies to apply in the real world. It doesn't always happen that easily, but at least it kind of gets rid of the confusion for them and gives them straightforward strategies.
So from a performance standpoint, looking at carbohydrate consumption, you also then have to look at the type of athlete, right? I mean, if you have a high glucose dependent athlete like a distance runner or a cyclist, their carbohydrate consumption is going to be different. Their needs are going to be different than, say, a powerlifter or a Olympic lifter.
Yeah, totally. And that was what I think the strongest parts were in what we addressed is in the book is that, I basically said there's these two extremes, right? There's the low carb diets that are great for sedentary, obese, insulin resistant populations, and then there's sports nutrition research, which is all geared towards these athletes training twice a day, 4 hours of training, just sports nutrition research, basically. And there's this whole middle ground in our industry that a lot of us overlook. And so these two extremes are battling it out. But I'm like, listen, most people are going to do better right in that middle ground of macronutrient ratios and intakes. And so, yeah, so if you're talking about someone who's doing, strength training or powerlifting or even physique based training, I'm like your carbohydrate intake is going to be in the middle ground.
Right.
I mean? Whereas like you said, a competitive athlete, doing a triathlon, they're really the ones who are going to get the best results from sports nutrition research numbers. When they're talking about five to 10 grams per kilogram of body weight, that's really for high performance athletes. Whereas the old bodybuilding, 1 to 2 grams of carbohydrate per pound, it's more of a moderate intake, right? There's a whole middle ground that we just tend to overlook.
Well, what about the supplement industry has capitalized on the pre and post and now even intra workout consumption of protein and carbohydrates, and that ratio has always been 4 to 1. And I even had a young lady on the show yesterday, who was talking about exercise, diet, and how they affect appetite and energy expenditure. And so, she seemed to be a little bit more middle road of the types of scientists that I've had on the show before. And so she said, she echoed that 4 to 1, 4 grams of carbs to 1 gram of protein. And that, that's one of those cookie cutters that I think a lot of bodybuilders, especially people who are interested in repartitioning and physique design,
yep.
they'll have 40 grams of dextrose pre-workout. Then they'll sip an intra-workout drink, and then they'll have, you know, 80 grams, excuse me, of dextrose post-workout. And I just think that that's unnecessary. I don't think you burn that much glycogen lifting weights, even for 2 hours.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think I think some of those recommendations are a little bit high. And I also think there's newer studies coming out, and there's a hierarchy of importance is what I believe is that, you know, your total macronutrient intake for the day is what matters most, and there's some more flexibility with how you do the diet structure, meal frequency, food distribution, peri-workout nutrition. And I think it really comes down to with the peri-workout stuff anyways, is like total macros for the day are what matter most for physique enhancement. It's really about how do those affect your performance.
Yes.
You know, I've worked with people who, you know, you take, you know, 40 or 80 grams of dextrose right before you work out, rebound hypoglycemia happens, and they're just, you know, they're worthless in the gym.
Yeah.
So really, to me, it depends on, you know, a little bit of, and people, again, don't like to hear it with they want the straightforward system, but a little bit of testing, assessing in the real world to see what works best. I mean, I know some people can do that and be fine, but I think it sounds a little high to me in terms of
especially if your objective is to add muscle, not fat. If your objective is, you know, everybody likes to talk about a lean bulk, you know, the term bulk means I'm going to put on weight regardless of whether it's lean body mass or fat.
Right.
And a lean bulk would be the optimal, I'm just putting on muscle and no fat. And if you're trying to do that, you know, 80 grams of dextrose post-workout just seems unnecessary. I mean, you're not going to spike insulin to the level of an athlete who's injecting Humalog or something like that. So you don't need to spike insulin that much. And and actually in the opinion of Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale, the longer you don't spike insulin post workout, the longer you keep the anabolic window open.
Right.
You know, he's a big believer in that high glucose spike post workout. That's it. Shuts the window. You're done. Instead of leveraging hours after, you're done.
Right. And there's that theory too, in some of the sports nutrition research that I've seen, and in terms of like there's what's called the insulin independent phase of glycogen restoration post workout. So because of like for physique, high volume physique training, muscular contractions, there's something called a translocation of GLUT4 to the muscle cell membrane, which pulls essentially carbohydrates into the muscle cell without requiring a lot of insulin. So you don't need that, you know.
Well, in fact, anabolic steroids in superphysiological doses cause that translocation of GLUT4. So if you're using performance enhancing drugs, and then you're pounding down the post workout sugar, you don't need it. You just don't need it.
Right. That's interesting. I did not know that.
Dr. Scott Connolly taught me that years ago when he did a show with me back in 2008, I think it was, and we were doing shows about we did a three-part, a four-part show, a series on type 2 diabetes and reversing type 2 diabetes, and it came up in that discussion. He says, you know, superphysiological doses of anabolic steroids, androgens, translocate GLU4, and actually, it's so successful at doing it that if you do the high carb thing, you can become very insulin resistant very quickly.
Huh, that's interesting, and that's why I've seen you know, when naturals try to follow, you know, enhanced athletes' plans, you know, some of the enhanced guys can get away on very low carbohydrate intakes and still come in full and shredded and muscular, whereas I see natural athletes trying to mimic that protocol and, you know, losing muscle and just not looking as well while they're trying to follow that super low carb diet. So that's an interesting explanation of the mechanism behind that, which totally makes sense.
Yeah. Actually. And one other thing, and then we're going to take a break. So I had Dr. Brad Schoenfeld on the show yesterday. He was in the first half hour talking about his most recent study about does fasted cardio really burn more fat?
Right, yeah, I'm aware of that. I was reading his. He does great work, by the way.
Yeah,
and
I have always done fasted cardio. I mean, I've been doing it for a decade.
Yeah.
But this morning, I got up. I had a small teaspoon of coconut oil, a half of a frozen banana, a tablespoon of colostrum.
Yep.
And I went downstairs and did my cardio this morning, And for the first time in a long time, I actually felt like running, and I ran instead of just walk. And then I was getting ready to go to the gym. I finished the other half of the banana. I had two more scoops of colostrum. I had a little bit of niacin. And I'm trying to think what else. I ate something else. I'm trying to think what it was. And I went to the gym today, and I just crushed the weight, considering that I'm coming off of injuries. I had the best workout, and then I finished it up with running on the treadmill, and I feel fantastic. And I'm thinking, maybe all this time I've been training fasted, I've actually been doing myself a great disservice.
Yeah. And that's where I think, beyond the research of testing and assessing, and I mean, you found your answer right there, is that, you know, peri-workout nutrition is about performance. So it allowed you to perform at, you know, higher levels than you had been in the past. And I think that's key, especially if, you know, you're going to be in a calorie deficit for, you know, trying to get ripped or for bodybuilding purposes or whatever. I mean,
right.
I think it's all about maintaining that performance. So
yes,
you can still send that stimulus.
Have
to your
that
body,
meal.
So.
Have those meals before and after, you know, before and after your workout, so you train harder, you feel good, and then struggle and suffer the rest of the day as you try to, you know, keep your caloric deficit where it belongs. We're talking right now with Nate Miyake. We're talking about his book, The Truth About Carbs. It's actually at superhumanradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organ. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Nate Miyake. We're talking right now about his book, The Truth About Carbs. So, Scott Burbank commented on Facebook just now. He said, what about ketogenic diets? From what I've heard, what I've learned, carbs are not needed for performance. Any opinions on that? I have an opinion on this, too. And thank you, Scott Burbank, for the question.
So I'm to just to be 100% honest, I'm not an expert on ketogenic diets. I know there are therapeutic uses for them for certain disease states. So, you know, certain forms of cancer, Alzheimer's, things like that. And if someone is dealing with those conditions, I definitely recommend they seek someone with, you know, credible advice and experience. What I've seen out there though is they are not necessary for optimal fat loss in terms of the research out there. You know, even for sedentary people, you know, low carb but non ketogenic diets just as effective without some of the potential drawbacks. And then in terms of application towards athletes, I think there is some you know validity there saying, hey, they you know for people who only perform in the aerobic zone or endurance. You know, athletes, there can be some, you know, application towards it, but the research I've seen is they're not ideal for anaerobic performance or anyone doing, high intensity anaerobic competitions or training. So, I think, performance enhancing drugs or physique enhancing drugs can, change the game for all demographics. But in terms of people going about it naturally, I have not seen much convincing evidence that it would be the best approach for someone doing anaerobic-based competitions or training. And in fact, a lot of the athletes I've helped have been people who were trying that attempt and suffering a lot of drawbacks, and then adding carbs back into their diet allowed them to improve performance and or their physique. So I know there's some research out there, and I know there's a lot of people who promote it, but for me, I don't think it's a wise idea for...
Well,
for...
okay, so first of all, getting into a state of ketosis is difficult for many people, number one. It could take weeks, literally.
Yep.
And number two, because I'm actually going to have Patrick Arnold and Dr. Dominic D'Agostino on, I think, mm-hmm. the 18th of this month,
yep.
the 17th of this month, because Patrick came out with a new product. He used to have Keto Force, which was a ketone salt. Which was hard on the stomach, but elevated ketone levels in like 10 minutes of consumption put you into a state of ketosis. And in that situation, ketones can help you endure longer and train harder because you're hybrid. You're using ketones until they disappear, and then you're switching back to glucose. Getting into ketosis is very, very difficult for some people. But more importantly... Dominic D'Agostino said to me at the Ancestral Health Symposium in Atlanta last year or the year before, I forget, when we were talking about ketosis and performance, he said, I still train, even in a ketogenic state, and he still carries a great deal of muscle. He says, but you probably can't build muscle in a ketogenic state. Now think about that. The body only builds muscle when the environment is sending a signal to the body that there is abundance, because muscle is seen as a luxury.
Sure.
So if you're totally. In a ketogenic state and you cannot build new muscle, you can maintain the muscle you have, but you can't build new muscle. That tells me that the body's perception of running on this backup source of energy, because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our primary source of energy. It's backup. It's like you have a Prius, you run out of gas, you're on battery now, you're not comfortable. You're like, man, I hope I don't run out of battery power because now I'm stuck.
Right.
So the body is running on backup sources of energy, and that sends a signal to the body that there's not a lot of abundance in the environment. The environment may be hostile. Don't add any muscle because we may have to get rid of it pretty quickly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And just from an evolutionary perspective.
Yep, it totally makes sense. It totally makes sense. And then the effects on the you know natural testosterone levels and thyroid levels and all things like that. So it's kind of I know it's becoming you know a popular approach, but if it's not necessary for optimal fat loss, the question is why even go about doing that if there's not those benefits?
Yeah,
right?
why buy a Cadillac to pull a third wheel, a fifth wheel, just to prove that the Cadillac can pull the fifth wheel? It's not made for that. You know what I mean?
Right. And I've always told people, listen, man, like, you know, thriving in you know caveman times is not the same thing as kicking ass in the performance
yes.
and physique arena either. So, you know, those are modern goals that maybe require some modern, you know, sports nutrition principles.
Scott actually just commented back. He says his father-in-law used the ketogenic diet to beat cancer, and that's one of the things that unabashedly, because now we're not talking about performance. We're not talking about, hey, I want bigger biceps. You're saying I want to live. And the ketogenic diet definitely does that. There's no doubt about it.
And that's again applying the principle of specificity to diet is like, listen, someone is in a disease state. You know, that's a completely different scenario than someone who's trying to compete at the highest levels of competition. So very different situations and very different. Obviously, nutrition protocol should be prescribed to that person.
Do you have to use heroic efforts to just eat the right amount of carbs in order to stay lean all year long, or can you still pretty much enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I think one of the things I think that makes dieting easier is beyond, you know, food choices in terms of just talking about it, is in terms of their impacts on satiety. So I do think that's where emphasizing higher quality foods and, you know, satiating foods like, you know, I emphasize potatoes, sweet potatoes, and rice in my diet with proteins, and I'm like, it makes it easier to stay in the caloric deficit necessary for fat loss into getting lean, or to stay in lean year round, as opposed to some of the more popular, like if it fits your macros approaches, where, you know, you can, I mean, numbers are the most important to get lean, so you can diet on Pop-Tarts and protein shakes and, you know, get lean, but one, it's not the greatest for overall health, but two, it's very hard to stay in that deficit necessary for fat loss eating, you know, kind of refined food. So I think that's where, you know, food choices matter in terms of making a plan easier and just also, you know, taking care of overall health as well.
What I want to do is I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to switch it up, and I want to talk a little bit about the samurai diet and then maybe how these two books actually intersect. We're talking right now with Nate Miyake. We were talking about the truth about carbs. It's available at superhumanradio.com for those who want to check it out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR
care package discount and free shipping.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince, since 1935.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
The Beastie Boys. We're talking with Nate Miyake. His website is Nate Miyake, M-I-Y-A-K-I.com. You can check it out. He's got a blog there where he writes lots of good information. Right now, we're going to talk about an older book of his, but a very, very popular book, and that is The Samurai Diet. So what's The Samurai Diet about?
Yeah, so the truth about carbs is more kind of on that individual topic of just carbs and trying to clear up the confusion because, you know, it's still one of those lingering issues. The Samurai Diet was kind of just originally my original brain dump of all the different sort of nutrition camps that I had studied. So, you know, I had kind of spent some time as a competitive bodybuilder and studying, you know, more bodybuilding nutrition and sports nutrition in college, and then spent some time studying, you know, learning from the paleo nutrition in camps, and then a little more time, you know, looking at flexible and alternative diet structures, so kind of like the warrior diet approach. And that was the reason for the name, was kind of a tribute to how much I had learned from studying Ori Hofmeckler and other people talking about, you know, different types of programs. And really it was just trying to merge all of those into a targeted approach to take a healthy approach to physique enhancement and kind of narrowing it down towards a hierarchy of importance where, you know, you look at diet numbers as the most important thing for, you know, physique transformation, food choices as, you know, as the most important thing to optimize health and to make staying within those numbers easier. And then diet structure actually being a lot more flexible and making sticking to number one and two, the numbers and the food choices, is practical and sustainable and as functional as possible to make it a long-term lifestyle plan. So, you know, the Samurai Diet is more the whole approach kind of summarized into some shorter principles. And
now, was like any of it, I'm assuming by your last name that you have Japanese blood in you.
I am half Japanese, yes. Half
okay.
Japanese, half Irish.
Okay, wow. You must have some interesting thoughts.
Yeah. I'm part reserve, part crazy. It's great.
Yeah, there you go. Once you start drinking, the Irish takes over.
That's right.
So any of that come from, you know, we look to Eastern philosophy, you know, because it's been around longer than we have. There's so much information when it comes to traditional medicine and traditional nutrition and so on. Was any of it from that background as well, what you've understood, what you've learned maybe from grandparents, some truths that seem to be universal across the board?
Yeah, sure. I love the paleo as a starting template, but sometimes, you know, the most traditionally understood version was a little too one size fits all, right? It's like, hey, everyone should be eating low carb, and that to me just wasn't the truth about carbs. So progressing from that, looking at other, you know, cultural diets that, you know, can give us clues as well, and saying, hey, well, there's some diet plans out there that are based on, you know, mostly whole, you know, natural foods, but are a lot higher in carbohydrate intake and yield just the same immaculate biomarkers of health and, you know, great body composition and things like that. So one of the diets I addressed, looking at traditional Japanese diet and, you know, different island style diets, you know, Katavan diet, things like that. So just looking at, you know, before we talk about carbs, talking about real foods versus refined foods being the bigger problem, and then saying, listen, once you take care of that, there's a variety of macronutrient distributions that can, you know, yield great results. So, it really was, you know, leaving, you know, just getting stuck in just pure paleo kind of dogma and looking at other, you know, cultural templates that provide us some clues as well.
Very cool. And so when did that book come out?
Yeah, that was 2012, I believe. So, it was, you know, a couple years ago, actually maybe even 2011. And it's really, you know, I was really proud of it. It was one of those where just a bunch of people had been, you know, I'd been writing some articles for like TNationBodybuilding.com and Men's Fitness, and people were like, hey, you should just, you know, I had gained some traction from talking about, you know, using the paleo template as a starting point, but, you know, reintroducing some sports nutrition principles and carbs in the diet for bodybuilders and athletes. And people were like, hey, you need to kind of put that into a book format and get all your thoughts out, you know, not just in random articles all over the place, but in one spot. So I was like, yeah, I just started hammering away at it and, you know, released it. I believe it was 2011 or 2012.
Why would someone want to buy The Truth About Carbs versus The Samurai Diet?
The Truth About Carbs, what I also found is that people, you know, especially these days with so much information, they're getting information overloaded and they're trying to learn too many things at once. So what I felt after writing that was, you know, although it's part of the Samurai Diet book, is still after, you know, 2-3 years, the confusion over carbohydrate lingers. So I'm like, you know what, I just need to write something, a book that's more targeted out, or flush it out a little bit more, you know, include some new studies that even I was not aware of at the time, and then just really just focus on that one specific, solve that one specific problem that seems to be the biggest problem for both, you know, sedentary people who are overeating carbs and trying to follow the food pyramid diet, and
right,
then of course athletes who are, you know, getting caught up in the low carb hype and maybe not properly fueling their training and competition. So I felt that was still the biggest problem and to try to solve. And so I felt like a book completely dedicated to that would help people. Would just focusing on that would really help them, maybe where they're still struggling.
Yeah, and I think there is a lot of confusion about carbohydrates because they seem to be demonized. But the reality is, as you pointed out a moment ago when we first started the show, it's all about specificity. As a population, we like very, very narrow answers. You know,
Yep. This
is, we like cookie cutter.
Yep.
The pharmaceutical industry capitalizes on that. The medical industry capitalizes on that. You know, car manufacturers capitalize on it. They do these focus groups where they try to find the lowest common denominator features that everybody wants. And those. And so there's really nothing today, when you think about it, that really employs individual variability. But
right,
but a lot of those other things don't matter. If you never get sick, you don't need a doctor, you never find out about it. If you don't have to take pills, you avoid the pharmaceutical agenda, you don't have to worry about it. And if you're satisfied with the car you're driving, it's fine. But the one thing that you do have to pay attention to, individual variability and specificity, as we're finding out now, is your diet.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I'm discovering that I don't do well with grains, but when I was younger, I was robust, and I was able to supercompensate for the things that grains did that weren't good for me. But now
right,
that I'm older, I notice that now that I've cut grains out of my diet completely, man, I feel good.
Totally.
And I even feel like my allergies are starting to subside. They're not as bad as they were before. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, these broad stroke statements, you know, heart healthy grains. You know, we love that kind of stuff. Tell me what to eat. Oh, this is okay for you. No, it was okay for the handful of people that may have evolved eating those things, but you may have not have that polymorphism that your genes didn't evolve with that in your gut, and you may not do well with it. But no one wants to hear that because nobody, when you start talking about things, like I do this all the time on the show, we talk about, oh, this is bad for you. I can feel it. I can feel it through the universe. Everybody's head is exploding. Oh my God, I can't eat anything anymore.
Right.
No,
right,
you
right.
can, but you have to start to learn to apply critical thinking to what you put in your mouth. You can't just go, oh, well, the American Heart Association says this is heart healthy. Baloney. 50 years ago, they had doctors on television saying tobacco was good. Smoking
right,
was
right,
good.
Right. Totally, man. You covered so many points in that, in just what you said, like in terms of like we talked about food quality. I think one of the reasons carbs get a bad name is, you know, if you're eating a bunch of foods that, you know, are problematic for your digestion, or, you know, a bunch of refined sugar and things like that, you know, of course carbs are bad, right? Like, you know, but if you're comparing it to a template that's, again, more, you know, natural foods, you know, and you're emphasizing potatoes, sweet potatoes, whatever, and, you know, some people find they can eat a lot of carbs and still get great, you know, kind of body composition results and biomarkers
yeah.
of health. So, and then two is, like, regardless of anyone's starting template and framework, I always encourage people, I'm like, listen, do your own research. Make sure, you know, the scientific method just doesn't stop with research. It really comes down to testing and assessing in the real world for you. And that's how you're going to find the answers for you instead of getting caught up in anyone's dogma or anyone's system. I really, even, you know, for people who read my stuff, I'm like, listen, this is just a ballpark starting point from, you know, the research and experience I have. But I'm like, you still need to go out and test and assess and apply this and, you know, see how it works for you. And I know people don't like to hear that sometimes, but it really is the truth when it comes to, you know, diet plans.
Nobody likes to hear it. You know what's evidence of that? The little purple pill, Nexium. The ad shows a person who's trying to eat a hot dog and the hot dog's slapping in them in the face. And it says, the foods you like don't like you. Use
yeah.
Nexium. No, if the foods you like don't like you, don't eat them.
Totally, bro. It's simple, but
right?
it's like
don't take Nexium. Don't eat them. Like,
right.
Like, you know what you're basically doing when you ignore the signals that food is sending to you? Like, when you don't feel well after the morning after eating a certain food, you're sitting in the house, there's a fire blazing, the smoke detector's going off, and instead of running out of the house, you're going to reach up and take the battery out of the smoke detector, sit back down in the chair and finish watching television. That's what
yep.
you're doing when you ignore foods that don't make you feel good. Food should make you feel good. If you don't feel great, then you have to look at why you don't feel great, because your body was designed to thrive. It's what you're doing to it that's stifling that.
Totally, and it's just pointing that out. Sometimes that's common sense, but sometimes you have to point that out to people. So I'll get emails all the time. It's like, dude, I'm following this plan, and you know, my testosterone shot. I have no sex drive. My performance in the gym suck. I'm training all the time, but you know, I'm still skinny fat. What's going? I'm like, listen to yourself, dude. Like, you know, maybe the diet, system that you're following that's so hot right now, maybe isn't the best fit for you, and you need to look outside of that. And so, I think it's we like to follow systems. You know, it gives us, there's some psychology there. It gives us, you know, like a group to be a part of, but sometimes if it's not giving you the real, the results you're looking for, you need to look outside of that, and you need to have the courage to do that.
But you know what? There's another problem. We're going to talk about it after the break. We're talking right now with Nate Miyake. His website is natemiyake.com. What did I do? I lose the website? Oh, yeah, I went to Amazon. It's natemiyaki.com. Both of his books are at superhumanradio.com, The Samurai Diet and The Truth About Carbs. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you want freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Woo! Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Nate Miyake. We're talking about two of his books, The Truth About Carbs and The Samurai Diet. The Truth About Carbs is the new book, probably the book that people are going to find the most applicable information for whatever it is you're into. If you're helping people lose weight, if you're building a body, it's going to be covered in there. I tell you what the real problem is, Nate.
You.
It's myopia. It's short. Yeah. It's shortness of memory. It's like, first of all, from the myopia standpoint, it takes about 2 weeks to figure out what's working.
Yep.
And people want things now.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not willing to wait 2 weeks. Like I just cold turkey last Friday, a week ago tomorrow, kicked an addiction to heroin. Now I'm looking around. I kicked an addiction to Afrin, which I've been using for a year because of stuffed nose from allergies, and then I became addicted to it, and you can't stop using it, or you just smother.
Yeah.
And caffeine, coffee and caffeine, all in one day. And, you know, up through yesterday, I felt like the walking dead, but I said to myself, I'm going to give myself 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, if I still feel like this, then it's not the Afrin and it's the coffee. It's something else. But right now, and I'm coming out of my stupor now. So people aren't willing to wait 2 weeks. They want results now. They want to know they're on the right track right this second. They want to know that if they eat this way, they're going to lose a pound or 2 pounds a week, but they want to know it now. They don't want to wait 2 weeks and go, well, that didn't work. Let's tweak it. No, right. They feel like, I wasted 2 weeks. You didn't waste anything if you could unlock the code of your body.
Totally, man. I mean, with my private clients, I'm always like, listen, you gotta, you know, I know with tweets and Facebook posts, where our brains are working a mile a minute, and you know, all the marketing material is about quick fixes. But I'm like, you gotta think about, you know, sustainability and, you know, long term lifestyle plan right from the beginning. Because what are you gonna do? Just, you know, rebound and yo-yo after that? I'm like, you need to think about educating yourself and setting up a plan that is, you know, ideal for you, and that is sustainable and practical and functional, and is going to turn into a long-term lifestyle plan. You need to have that mentality right from the beginning. Although, you know, a lot of our industry, you know, focuses on the exact opposite mentality. So I think there's a lot of psychology there. We're working against a lot of the direction of our industry, and I think, but you know, you got to keep on reminding people of that. Otherwise, they're never going to find that thing for them. They're just going to be constantly, you know, ADD program hopping, basically.
Well, and that part of that has to do with the supplement industry when they do these stupid commercials about, hey, I lost 60 pounds in 13 hours. You can too with blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, and then there's in little print it says, these results not typical.
Yep.
Because what they're really saying is, don't expect this to happen for you.
Sure.
But people
sure.
don't care. They just want to believe that, hey, I know I can lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks because somebody said I can, you know?
Yeah. You know, one of the things I'll do with people sometimes, I'll explain to them, you know, if, you know, I've helped a couple athletes make weight, and it's terms of, you know, water and sodium manipulation. I'm like, I've helped people lose, you know, glycogen manipulation. I'm like, I've helped people lose 10 pounds, 15 pounds in a day, depending on their size. I'm like, it's not sustainable. It's not, it's just water loss. And, you know, but, you know, if that's what you want, it's easy. But like, you know, again, what is that doing in terms of, you know, your long-term results? You're just going to put that, you know, water weight right back on as you, you know, rehydrate and, you know, re-glycogen load and things like that. So I'm like, listen, you can lose 10 pounds in a day. It's possible, but, you know, what's the point? It's not changing your body composition.
Yeah, it's water. It's water.
It's water, yeah. So, I mean, that's some of the tricks of, you know, those induction phases of diets where it's just like, you know, deplete everything. It's like, well, of course you're going to lose a bunch of, you know, water weight in that first week, and that's what hooks people, right? They're like, yeah, I love it. It's great. It's the best thing ever, you know? And it's like, well, okay. It, you know, it's hard to get around, you know, it's hard to get through to that if you know, that short-term mentality.
So what are some of the early reviews from the Truth About Carbs book? Anything?
Yeah, man. I thought I wrote a great book, but, you know, some of the traction has been great, man. It's been you know, most importantly for me is from fellow colleagues that said, man, this is great. It just kind of takes that whole confusing argument and streamlines it and simplifies it for people. You know, a couple more, even my clients have read it. They're like, oh, now I get it. You know, it's having it all in one spot. You know, I've read some of your articles or we've talked in sessions, but having it all in one spot has been great. And then, yeah, like, you know, different people are starting to spread it and promote it on, you know, just for me, which I think is the best sign that, you know, people like the content, which has always been my goal with my writing, is to, you know, just to create good content that helps people. And so, you know, I've gotten some emails back just from my articles over the years. They're like, yeah, I'm buying this just because your articles have helped me, and you know, I just want to support. So, you know, from all angles, it's been pretty good. So I'm
very happy.
I'm happy about it. You know what I mean?
Like, your picture on the cover of the Samurai Diet. You're really in fantastic condition. Do you stay like that most of the time?
Pretty close. That's one of the things that's always been my goal. Is, and you know, I compete and stuff, but you know, it's you know, I have no delusions of being a pro bodybuilder or whatever. And you know, I do some fitness modeling stuff here and there. But my goal has always been to, you know, merge sort of sustainable physique enhancement with health enhancement. So the idea being, you know, not going through huge, you know, bulking and cutting cycles, but finding a plan that's practical, sustainable, as a year-round lifestyle plan to stay relatively lean, because, you know, now I do some fitness modeling stuff and things like that. And so, you know, it's like, hey, I wanted to find a plan, not just for me, but that works for, you know, a wide variety of people to stay relatively lean year round. So, I stay pretty close. That picture is, you know, the right lighting and the right, you know, tan and things like that. But, you know, I stay pretty lean, you know, single digit body fat year round.
Very cool. All right, so the book is The Truth About Carbs, and the other book is The Samurai Diet. You can get them at superhumanradio.com. Check them out. Nate, thanks for being on the show, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Really appreciate it.
Take care. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to end the show now. We also want to thank Michael Mooney for the first hour. Definitely, we all should be thinking about niacin as a supplement, not as just something that shows up in your bread. Mike's websites are Michael Mooney, MOONEY.net. That's his free site where he posts information, kind of like his blog, if you will. And then his other website is supernutritionusa.com, where they make one of the best vitamin supplements in the world. And it's been gluten-free since the 70s. That's how advanced they are. And then, of course, thank you to Ken O'Neill. His website is transevolutionaryfitness.com. Today is Thursday, which means I will be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to that. Thank you, as always. Those of you who listen live makes me – I actually have a better show when I see a lot of people listening live because I feel like I'm in a group. So those of you who listen live, a special thanks to you and to everybody who supports the show. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, this is...